This audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
Nude Descending is a poem based on, or rather using, Duchamp's Nude Descending a Staircase, and came about one night. I often write at night when I was sleepless and descended my own stairs and was sitting in my own kitchen doing some laundry. Nude Descending. Like a bowerbird trailing a beakful of weeds, like prize ribbons for the very best, the lover, producer of another's pleasure, he whom her swollen lips await, might wing through any day of the decade a form of health insurance for which it is never too late. Titanic, silver brush, Hindenburg of exploding cigars, a climax. The watery below, the fiery above, ashes of print between, pigment between. If the crippled woman were to descend from her bed, her fortress beyond midnight, downstairs, nude, staircase, to the kitchen, naked to sit at the table, writing, thinking. She might hear the washer spin like a full orchestra, complete a cycle like a train crash, before the fiend would stare through the window, step smoothly into the kitchen, stop some clocks. Envy shapes a fig tree in one's breast, that is, bluntly to say, a cancer. That is to say, in a mind, a fertile, windy field, a murdered child. Well then, fear, primarily of falling. Ebony surf toils on the beach, a glaze. At the same moment I am, from a cliff, falling. The kitchen fiend removes his Dior tie, places his hand over the woman's, and softly says, I am the lover. Now, if the crippled woman began to dance, to pirouette, to rumba, growling for her child, her burning page, the devil would be shamed. Materialism is not for everyone. Religion is the extension of politics by other means. Would disembody like a wicked smoke back to the status of myth. Away he'd streak, blue, into the, oh, fawn, we would finally call, farewell. Oh, fawn, we would faintly, faintly call. Oh, fawn, we would fondly. She does not dance. She does not wish to produce another's pleasure. They have torn her apart into beige rectangles.